in the book of Haggai, approximately 19 years after Cyrus had proclaimed the freedom of the Jewish exiles to return to their homes, God commanded the heavens to withhold the dew and the earth to withhold its fruit. God called for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and on the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the hard work of their hands. The people had experienced barren seasons. There was a crisis on their land. On at least five occasions during the course of 4 months, the prophet Haggai appealed to the people on behalf of what seemed to him to be the work to be done immediately so that God would restore them back to abundance. He told the people that the Lord says to them that you, peoples, say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. During this 2020 crisis, people now have the time to build and repair their houses, to replace old walls, and to do whatever they want to make their houses look nice. They no longer have to miss their church's praise and worship services. This 2020 event has forced us to stay home. Now I'd like to ask, where are the prophets of the nations? Where are the prophets of the cities? Didn't they say blessings and prosperity are coming to the nations, to the cities? Where are the prophets who said everything would be all right? Are they now writing their books to sell them later when this crisis is over? If they were true prophets of God, why is it that none of them warned the people of this crisis? And what if, in the middle of this crisis, the Lord our God sends another one? The year 2020 needs no prophecy. What is taking place now does not require an interpretation. It is crystal clear. Like in the days of Haggai, God is telling us to consider our ways. The Lord is calling all of us to repent. To repent for us thinking or saying it's not time yet. It's not time yet to get serious with God. To repent, this should be the purpose of our fasting and prayer. While others are fasting for the wrong reasons, they're fasting and praying simply because they missed their social gatherings, their celebrations, they lost their jobs or their businesses and are now financially in trouble. They are fasting and praying and crying to God to give them those things back, to solve this crisis. Listen, people who are called by the name of God, the Lord interrupted us from our busy schedules. It is He who sent this plague. It is up to Him to decide when to end it. Let us repent and turn to God, and let God be God. His mercy is new every morning. In Jesus' name.